Okay. Alright, so we might as well just finish these stories, right?
And what do we have two of you bringing?
Well, have to
from Mem Zion. Mm-hmm. Alright. So we'll continue then. Okay, continue Mem Zion a little. Rabbi Yochanan was Iktik. Rabbi Yochanan, Iktik Baalei Kenya. These people went in and they cheated. Rabbi Yochanan, they stole from him. So Solik Lepes Vada, Vavi Rabbi Shimon, and Lucky Shoyalai. So he goes into the Medrash. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is over there, and he asks him something, like a halacha, and he doesn't respond. Shoyalai v'lo magid. He asks him something else, he doesn't respond. So I'm like, malachi, something's bothering you today. Or malay, well, kolei varin tulim b'leiv, I'll tell you. The whole body is dependent on your heart. And you know what? Your heart's dependent on your wallet. I ain't got no wallet. My leg, come with the kids. Oh, my leg. So, Umau came. What exactly happened over here? I'm like, it's pocket by Tanya. They stole my money. Oh, my leg. So they said, kind of like the Vita. Just show me the corner where they are. I want to see where they did this to you. He shows it. Nothing Master lay. He shows it to him. Chamit and Mirachok, when they see Rish Lakish approaching, Rishore Mitzalfel. And he starts making a lot of noise so that they should be afraid of him, because remember that he used to be the head of the pirates himself.
Rish Lakish?
Right? Yeah, Rish Lakish. Remember Rish Lakish? No, Rish Lakish was the godfather. Yeah, he once came after Rabbi Yochanan, and he thought Rabbi Yochanan was a girl. So he came after Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was swimming. Rabbi Yochanan was beautiful, he didn't have a beard. So he thought it was his fantastic thing. Yeah, so anyways, he jumps into the water after Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says to him, boy, with energy like that, you really ought to be learning. He says, well, it looks like that, you really ought to be a woman. He says, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. You come to yeshiva, I'll give you my sister, who's even more beautiful than me. And that's what happens. He married, they make quick decisions in those days. So he married Rabbi Yochanan's sister. In any event, so he became a Talmud Chacham from being the head of the pirates. So they heard him yelling. So they said, in Rabbi Yochanan, Yasir, Talga, if that's Rabbi Yochanan, that you're coming out to protect. Oh, we didn't realize this. We'll give him back half. Or Marlon says to him, half? Kula Ananasi. There ain't going to be no half, kiddo. And sure enough, Ananasi Kula. He went and had, took the whole thing. He wasn't going to put up with no nonsense. There was another mice of the equal Chazira. There was a guy who used to shepherd pigs. And which of course he wasn't supposed to do. And somebody was going around shepherding pigs. And Mechonia Talia Rabbiuda Nasiya, and the kids. He had kids in the cheder that they used to run around, and they would go and they would attack these kids, these pigs. I mean, so is Avad Noah. In the end, this guy ended up becoming an important figure in Rome. And then, Nachat Lepanyas. When he went now to the Pamunabanyas, originally had been in Tveria, and Sholach, where the Pamunabanyas of Homi were, where the beginning of the year was, and Sholach studied Bosarabona to have on Gabe Bamaki Shutamiyat. So he goes and he sends. Sends a letter demanding the appearance of the rabbis immediately on the Tzai Shabbos, and he knew they wouldn't be able to get there on the Tzai Shabbos. There's no way that they could possibly get there that far on the Tzai Shabbos from Tarius and Abanyas. And he figured that way they would hold them in contempt that they didn't show up. He'd be able to pay them back.
Yeah, for what?
For what the kids had done to his cousin. So Omar Lishluke, Logitain Tabin Ella Ba'aruta in Matarishinsha. don't give them this summons until it's Erev Shabbos, right before the sun sets, so that they won't have any chance of coming before Shabbos. That way I know they're not going to make it on Shabbos. And they start giving me this religious business that they couldn't make it because it was Shabbos. And I won't pay any attention to that. We also shlicha gavon ba'aruf. That's sure enough the shliach comes and it's Erev Shabbos in Matei Shimsha, as the sun is setting. By the Rebbeinu in the Siyah, in the Shul Bar Nachman, Nachman Lemitzvah B'dimutzim B'Teria, so they were going down at that point, it was right before Shkia, and they're going into Kameh Teria to take a bath before Shabbat. Also, Antigus Gabon, so this shade, whose name was Antigus, comes into the bath. Why Rabbi Yudin did not like sharing his bath with demons, so he was about to say, "Get out of my bath, or my labor." Shmuel Bar Nachman said, "No. I feel like that. Don't do anything against him. Lemisin who miscarries, it doesn't normally happen. Obviously, miracles are in the making." Omarlon, Mala Bonanabdin, why do you seem to be so upset? So they told him over what happened. They just received this letter. For Marlon, so he said to them, Echon divrechon obelachon nisim. Go and sachon, go wash and relax, because the Lord, Brayachon, the Lord is going to do miracles for you. I'm just a messenger boy. The Matke Shufta comes down, Mitzray Shabbat. He grabs them himself and carries them to the banya. Right? And so that was the nice. That was mukham for them. Omarlay, he carried them. It's on secret. So Omarlay, Harabon Levar. So they tell this guy that had become this official, well, the rabbis are outside waiting for your appointment. I don't allow Jews in here, they stink. Let them first go to the bath. Savi, there was a bath there. Normally you could have Shiva Yumi Vashiva Lailia that he had prepared for them, and he said heat it up for 7 days and seven nights. So that the thing is about ready to collapse over there. Let them go into the bath. You know, just in case they get here, we're ready for this. So Zalfak, the Insof Kadmehun, so he goes out, this Antigras, and the shade, he goes out and he's mitzaneing the bathtub before they get in there. The Alalon, and they go in, but come and look at me, and then they go out and come to this character, right? Or Marlon, so he said to them, you know, begin to break in Avid Lachon Nisim Atan Nevasim Malchusa, but just because God does these miracles for you, you think you have a right to go and to be Mavaza, the king, and just do whatever the heck you like? Who do you think you are? Amrilay, so this guy says, this guy's Diklut. Amrilay, Diklut Chazira, Bazinan, Deliktiras Malka, Lo Bazinan, Apoya. The Dikut Chazira was the guy's name, right? Dikut, the Chazir guy, that's the only guy that we were Mavaza. Certainly, we were never Mavaza, somebody who was in any position of authority. That's for sure. The Atiu came, Lo Kibzun, Lo Mirse, Lo Beromizoya, Lo Bechagrezoya. Nonetheless, it was a wrong thing to do. That's the Gemara saying. Never start up with a Romi Katan, never start up with a young Roman, and never start up with a young Talmud. Both of them are dangerous. Hadron Allah Kaisha Shahita, this book we have in the Yerushalmi also, right? Let's start up with a young Roy and a young Talmud. Don't start off with a young Roy. The way the Bavli puts it is the malchute me'achurei udme, the malchut that's coming is behind their wedding. Well, there's a problem. You're teaching your dad, okay? You'll take revenge.